controversial bill that would allow employers to pay young people less than the minimum wage appears dead at the Capitol. Lawmakers agreed Monday it would need a 3/4 majority vote of the legislature, a hurdle it would almost certainly fail to clear, as Democrats have opposed the bill from the beginning. They argue the bill would change the voter-approved law raising the state's minimum wage, and it now appears legislative attorneys agree. For more on this, we're joined by Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. Occasionally, lawmakers do listen to their attorneys.
Well, what's interesting about what you just said is that in the House, they apparently didn't, right? Because the House Rules Attorneys, the Rules Committee is where bills go to determine if they're constitutional or not. The attorneys there also said that this bill is unconstitutional, right?
Well, they opined that it would seem to require a 3/4 vote. As you know, the Voter Protection Act, which was passed by voters in 1998, says if lawmakers are going to tinker with or amend anything that voters have approved, they need a 3/4 vote. Now, there's also a separate requirement that has to further the purpose, but we're not even going to get there with this one. I mean, I think it's very clear from every attorney that's spoken out in the House, the Senate, the Legislative Council, the Attorney General's office, that if you're going to say certain people who are employees don't qualify for what voters said was a minimum wage, you have to get that 3/4 vote. As you point out, sometimes they listen to their attorneys and sometimes they say, yeah, we'll let it fight it out in court.
Okay, so let's talk about what Representative Travis Grantham, who is the Republican sponsor of this bill, says about this. I think we have a cut from his reaction yesterday. Let's hear that.
You can find attorneys to tell you whatever you want. It just so happens that the rules attorneys felt this way, so I think that they had a louder voice with the members.
So what do you make of this reaction, Howie? And he's sort of been arguing this all along, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm sure he has attorneys from the Chamber of Commerce and the Goldwater Institute and other business interests who will tell him, technically, you're not amending what voters approved in 2006 and then updated in 2016. You're creating an entire new category called a casual worker. And then having created a casual worker category, well, they're not employees. I'm pretty good at stretching the English language. But even as a non-attorney, I think that that would have been, you know, the proverbial bridge too far. I mean, yes, you can find an attorney to tell you anything. That's why you hire certain attorneys. But attorneys serve their clients. And if the client says, gee, I'd really like an opinion that says we can do this, I'll bet you can find an attorney to say that.
Howie, from a practical standpoint now, is this bill going to come up for debate? Are they going to vote on it just to see what happens to get people on record? Or is it just gone now, do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty much gone. Senate President Karen Fann said, look, we're going to count some noses. And if there aren't 23 votes for the thing, why would I bother to put it on the floor? Now, remember, Ms. Fann has never been a big fan of this in the first place. In fact, I think she said, quote, it stinks.
Yeah. Yes.
Because she said very clearly, look, this is supposed to be for people who are younger than 22, full-time students, part-time jobs. And the idea was, in Travis Grantham's mind, well, they're not supporting a family. And she pointed out, said, I know a lot of people who are under 22 who are going to school to better themselves, who are working part-time jobs to pay the rent and pay for their tuition, who actually are supporting families. And why would we say you get a different category and you're not the same first-class citizen? So she would be quite happy if the thing just went away.
So, Howie, do you get the sense then that if supporters, if Travis Grantham, if the chamber, other organizations that support this want to move forward, it would have to be at the ballot box at this point?
Oh, I think it's very clear. But I also think it's very clear, given the votes both in 2006 to create the first state minimum wage and the 2016 vote to push it up eventually to $12 an hour, which passed by a margin of 58 to 42, that voters are not particularly interested in a carve out for certain groups, particularly if you cannot show that the only people who wouldn't get the minimum wage are people who are not supporting families. I think it's just, you know, it would be so hard to tell folks we're creating a second class of citizens, given, again, everything we've seen that voters have done here. You've seen what's happened in Flagstaff with the $15 an hour minimum wage. People think that people deserve a minimum and a living wage.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
Good. And I hope you guys are getting a minimum wage down there.